Hi, this is Owen. You're listening to CKMS.
I'm Owen Roberts from the GMOs.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Through the Static. I'm your host, Jordan Callist, as always. Welcome to another episode. Sorry for the delayed start there. We're just having a couple technical difficulties on my end, but we're going to get it sorted out as soon as possible. But yeah, for now, I can play a couple records for you. So I'm going to start out with one here from Godspeed, You Black Emperor. This is off of their 2000 album, Raise Your Skinny Fist to Heaven, I believe it's called. So I'm going to play the opening track off of that, and it's a long one, so sit back. I do really like this album. I have kind of been putting off playing it because all the songs on it are so long. So we're just going to play a really like long, drawn out instrumental song for you, and I'm going to try and get my technical issues sorted out on my end. But yeah, here's Godspeed You Black Emperor with Storm for your listening pleasure tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. cualquier problema al personal formado dentro de la empresa. Gracias por comprar en AMPMB Market. Tenga un buen día.
Welcome to ARCO AMPMB Market. We would like to advise our customers that any individual who offers to pump gas, watch with them, or solicit products is not employed by or associated with this facility. We discourage any contact with these individuals and ask that you report any problems to uniformed personnel aside. Thank you for shopping at ARCO AMPM and have a pleasant day. Welcome to ARCO AMPM Mini Market. We would like to advise our customers that any individual who offers to pump gas, watch with them, or solicit the product is not employed by or associated with this facility. We discourage any contact.
That was Storm by Godspeed, You Black Emperor. And thank you for everyone for hanging in. That was a great song, and I was planning on playing it anyways. But Yeah, it did kind of give me some time to deal with some of the technical issues I was experiencing on my end here. And yeah, we're back. I guess we're halfway through the show already. That was a very long song, but it's a really great song. I think like the fact that it's so drawn out is just makes you appreciate like the instrumentation of it and kind of just this, you know, kind of the narrative of the song a lot more. And it just really kind of lets you just immerse yourself in it. And yeah, moving on. Again, this is Through the Static. I'm your host, Jordan Callist. You are listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. And yeah, this is Through the Static. We're here every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. So we're here for another half hour, so stick around. I've got a lot more songs lined up for you here, a lot more shorter songs than that one. We're going to start off here. I've got a couple songs lined up that are kind of Halloween related in my mind, or I've kind of, they're like not actually that scary sounding, or the nature of them isn't that scary, but just the titles of them are kind of spooky sounding. So I'm gonna play a couple songs like that just to kind of get everyone amped up for Halloween in about a week. So we're gonna start off with Spooky by Classics 4. I think that's how you say it. It's like technically in Roman numerals, but I think it's Classics 4. So here's Spooky by Classics 4.
Like to go with me and see a movie. makes us astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
Into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation.
So that kind of little lineup of songs that you just heard were all kind of following the little kind of spooky Halloween theme that I've got going here. So you heard Spooky by Classics 4, and then after that you heard Witchy Woman by the Eagles, and that song you just heard was, of course, Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And yeah, just kind of a little plug here for, I know I realize I mentioned Princess Cinemas a lot on this show. I'm not sponsored by them or anything, but you know, if they want to sponsor me, I guess go ahead. But you know, Rocky Horror is playing at the Princess this coming weekend and kind of all the way through Halloween next Tuesday. So you should go to that. I've gone the last couple years with my friends. You get dressed up and it's just a really fun time. It's a really cool experience if you haven't seen the movie, and especially if you haven't seen it in theaters, because it is just a whole other experience seeing it in a theater with everyone dressed up and throwing stuff at the screen and dancing and everything. Kind of moving on from the Halloween theme, I'm realizing I'm playing a lot of older songs today, and that's not out of the picture for me, but you know, usually I have a little bit more of a mix. I promise I'm going to get to some newer stuff soon. But I've got another record lined up here. This is an album I really like by a band that I've really, really liked for a long time, like probably bordering on 10 years now. This is by Rush. And obviously, you know, if you're Canadian, you've probably heard of Rush. They're obviously a very, very big and influential, you know, prog rock kind of more classic rock, prog rock band. This is off their 1978 album, Hemispheres, which I bought a couple years ago. It's a used album, but it's in pretty good shape, and it was kind of, I kind of got lucky because I bought it kind of right before the price of Rush vinyl kind of skyrocketed. I feel like after Neil Peart died in early 2020, you know, any Rush vinyl, like new or used, really just like skyrocketed in price. But yeah, this is kind of a more of a deep track off that album, and this is called Circumstances by Rush. That was Rush with Circumstances, coming off of their 1978 album Hemispheres. And you probably know that album for its final track, La Villa Strangiato, which is also an amazing song. I would check it out, especially if you really like, you know, prog rock or even just people that know how to play their instruments really well. Yeah, definitely check it out. It's a great song, and it's a great album. It's just a great album overall. Coming up next, kind of got a bit of a 180 here. Very different vibe. I'm going to play you a track from Wise Blood. And she's an artist I've kind of got more into like recently. I've always kind of known about her for a little while. But she's just got like an absolutely beautiful voice and a beautiful way of songwriting. So I'm going to play you a track from her called Andromeda. And it's just a really, you know, beautiful song about kind of learning to fall in love again after you've been knocked down. So here's Andromeda by Wise Blood.
Nothing in it for me, except my heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now, I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may never find.
Love is calling. It's time.
You just heard was called Walking at a Downtown Pace, and that was by, I believe, Texas outfit Parquet Courts. And that was a song that I was like really into a couple years ago. I would listen to it all the time, and I still revisit it a lot because it's just a really upbeat, fun song, and it's a good song for walking to, as the name suggests. So we're getting to the end of the show here today. I'm actually just going to, usually I kind of finish off with one last song, but I actually don't think I'm going to have time for that this week. So we're just going to turn it over to, Requiem for Rock. Oh my God, I mispronounced that so badly. Requiem for Rock. They did not make an easy to say name, I gotta say. But yeah, stick around for that show afterwards. It's a great show. As always, this has been Through the Static. I'm your host, Jordan Callist. It's been great. This is episode 16 of Through the Static, and it's been great doing all of these episodes. I love doing this show, and thank you to everyone that listens to the show. I appreciate it a lot, and you know, hopefully you like the tunes that I play. Stick around. Again, Requiem for Rock is coming up, and yeah, again, Through the Static, we have a new replay slot now on CKMS. So if you tune in on Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. in the afternoon, we're going to be playing replay of Through the Static. So usually it's going to be a replay of the episodes from the week, or just, you know, replays of old episodes. So if you just want more of Through the Static in your life, or you can't make it to listen on the Wednesday night slot, that's always there for you. But yeah, tune in next week on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. This has been Through the Static.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans...
Hi, I'm Sohaila Smith from Shelburne,